I don't care what is happening in your life. God who is able is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, glory, glory. Bring your sick and you weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position will change.
Earlier on this series,
Adam came into the world as a full-fledged man. He didn't experience childhood. He came out with mustache. So he never knew what it meant to grow. He misbehaved. God said, I will not do it again that way. My next one come as a child, grow from one face to another. God, you can imagine Jesus at the age of 12 wanted to do something he did at 30. That's why at every point he grew. He sat down to hear the lawyers. He sat down to listen to them. He was under his parents to be instructed. He took time to grow. You want life so fast. That is not how to do things. When you compromise your Christianity, these are the effects. The effects of what? Compromise. When somebody begins to compromise, you get certain problems. Number one. The message is no compromise. Anybody, no compromise. Tell your neighbor, no compromise. Effects of compromise. Number one. You will be tolerated where you would have been celebrated. When you compromise, people will tolerate you instead of celebrating you. Instead of honor and dignity, you'll be rejected when you compromise. In Hebrews chapter 12, 16 and 17, he said, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for a morsel of meat sold his birthright, for ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. It was what? So instead of being celebrated when you compromise, you begin to reject you. Are you gonna, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Did you hear that? When you compromise, instead of place where they will celebrate you, have you not seen some pets that will do certain things, they come around you? The way you keep them high before, you don't keep them anymore like that. Have you experienced that before? Character is what keeps the door permanently open. Your qualification can open the door, but what keeps it permanently open is your character. When you compromise, you close the door. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Effects of compromise. Number two, you become a noise instead of being a voice. You become what? Instead of being a voice. You lose relevance and significance. That's what I mean. There are people today who talk, nobody will listen to them again. When they talk, they say, forget that man. I better forget him. They're just making noise. Because he has compromised. Am I talking to someone here? He said, forget that man. Forget him. What is he talking self? When you compromise your Christianity, what you say, people don't value it anymore. So I refuse. You know, compromise simply setting your standards below the word of God. That's what I mean. When you say compromise, simply bringing your standards below the word of God. Compromise simply, you say, I don't believe the word of God. I have to go by the worldly standard. That's a simple way to make you understand what compromise. When I say I want to compromise, simply, I am not setting my standard in line with the word of God. I'm setting my standard in line with the worldly standard. Hello, sir. If you compromise in your marriage, you have problem. If you compromise in your career, you have problem. So you must not compromise. Simply, you are saying, I set my standard in line with the word of God. Sir, here. Are you getting what I'm saying? Number three, further effects of compromise. A man that gives himself to compromise will become a past tense. You become a what? Past tense. You become a past tense. You become history. It used to be. She used to be. That's compromise. You understand what I mean? It used to be a powerful. Even in our field of calling, there are men of God who today you say, that man used to. Number four. You will no more earn respect. You no more earn what? You become distended and hated when you compromise. Proverbs 1, 24 to 28. Proverbs 1, 24 to the. If you read that scripture, you find out that the moment you compromise, God will be angry with you. God will what? You no more earn respect. No more what? E-A-R-N. But becomes what? Detested and hated by God. Number five, you become an enemy of God. You become what? When you compromise, you become, based on that same scripture, from that same Proverbs 1, 24 to 28, you become an enemy of God. Number what? Number six, you will experience all-round stagnation. Every time somebody stagnated, you have compromised somewhere. Did you have it at all? Things are tough. You compromise in paying your tithe. Life has been hurt. You compromise somewhere. Is that true, sir? Nothing is working. You have compromised somewhere. Come on, sir. Here. Compromise also brings one to premature death. None of us will die young. What made Judas to die young? He compromised his salvation for 30 pieces of silver. That's what he compromised. He traded his salvation for 30 pieces of silver. Is that true, sir? There are people today who are ready to, for money, do anything.
Go nowhere, because this message continues shortly.
Kingdom exploits are products of mental revolution. To be outstanding, you must stand out of the crowd. Another collection of thought-provoking books released by David Ibiomi. Holy Spirit, My Helper. Pathway to Greatness, Wisdom of Healthy Living, Succeeding with challenges created for distinction, wisdom for family peace, the power of praise, walking in the anointing, the wonders of wisdom, secrets of generational impact, the prize for power, and a host of others. They are deeply inspiring, remarkably intriguing, powerful, and impactful. Find out convenient keys to unending greatness. Learn to operate in the supernatural like never before. Dedicated readers are influential leaders. The world is waiting for your manifestation. Call now for these and more. +234-703-897-5714 or visit our website www.salvationministrieshs.org or any leading bookstore around the world.
How to handle compromise? How? If you don't know the how, abuse inevitable. How do I handle compromise? Number one, be heaven conscious. Be what? Heaven is real. It is the consciousness of heaven that will make you not to compromise, because you know that whatever you are doing, at the last day you give account. He that endures to the end shall be saved. I am not compromising because I know heaven is real. So I don't want to do what will make me go to hell. You understand what God is saying here? Simple. That will put me on the check. I am not compromising my Christianity because I'm conscious of heaven. That whatever I do, I'll give account. So be heaven conscious. Many of us are living our lives as if everything ends here. Heaven is real and hell is real. Nobody should deceive you that there's no heaven. That is a lie. If you say there's no heaven, then you're simply saying there's no Christianity. Because if you're a Christian, you must believe what Jesus said. And Jesus said there is heaven. And Jesus said there is hell. Hell is not meant for the children of God. So don't use your hand to put yourself into hell. How do I handle compromise? I must be heaven conscious. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his soul? I put a picture of heaven before me, then I control my steps on earth. Now, whatever I'm doing, heaven is my ultimate goal. So I hear. Number two, how to handle compromise. Avoid sin no matter how little. Avoid what? No matter how little. Songs of Solomon chapter 2 verse 15. Take us the foxes, little foxes that spoil the vine. For our vines have tender grapes. Sin is sin. Every unrighteousness is sin. Don't call one sin small, another one big. Sin is sin. There's no colorated sin. Every sin is sin. Don't try to say this one. No, no, just it's, no, now we use one language. This is my only weakness. It's sin. Don't say this is my only sin. You know, we now, it's a modern way of packaging sin. You say, no, this is the only weakness I have. We now call sin weakness. You know, that's how we talk now. I say that. This is the only weakness I have. No, this is the only sin I have. Don't say weakness. He said, but man, this will be my weakness. So just small bottle, you know, when I take one soda. The only one why they do small, just small green bottle, you know. That? I take small beer, but the only one when they do, I don't do too much small, but it tells that the only thing they do now beer they drink. There's no point making the beer look as if it's small. Beer is beer. Well, my own sin, alcohol, then you know it's sin. That way you can help yourself. But it's, you know, I don't do anything but just that man takes small. No, my only sin now I'm battling with is cigarette. The only thing why I just, the only weakness why I get, you know, when I puff, the thing just worry me, you know. Tell yourself, the only sin I commit is secret. That way you will call it sin. You'll be conscious. No, my own. I don't do too much. And I just, those two girls be my problem. Those two girls. Those two girls. The way that they worry me. Those two. Just tell yourself, the sin I have is those two girls. So that God will help you to know that you really have it. And that way you'll be sincere to yourself. I say, no, my only one, only that man. You know that man? That's the only small weakness I get, that man. I love him too much. The only weakness I have is that man. The only sin I commit is that. That way you call it sin. No coloration of the English. That shall not call sin weakness. Sin is S-I-N. Sin. Don't call it W-E-A-K and N-E-S-S. Call it S-I. Finish here. Sin is sin. Is every unrighteousness a sin? Can we go on? Okay. Number three. How to handle compromise. Determined to be the best at all time. Determined to be the best at all time. Daniel chapter 1 verse 8 and verse 20. It said, and Daniel proposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. In verse 20, the Bible says, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding, that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all Israel. That is, anywhere you're found, tell yourself, I'm not bringing down my standard. I must be the best. In your class, don't sort. Go for the best. Am I talking? Don't compromise by sorting. Read and be the best. In your workplace, don't do what others are doing. Be the best. In your business, be the best. When others don't do their job as a contractor, do your own job. Construct the road and make your profit. Don't go there and do like others where you take money without doing the job. Make sure you do your job. You make your profit, but do your job. Be different from others. When they say, who built this school? They say, that believer was one built. When they look at your school, look at others, they say, there's a difference between his contract and others. If you're in class, they know that you will never sort. Am I talking? Always determined to be the best in your field, you will never compromise. If you're a designer, be the best. Tell them 1 week, and 1 week you give their clothes. That way, everybody with designs don't keep to date and time. But you be different, but any man, in 2 weeks' time, your design will be ready. How to handle compromise number 4. Walk in integrity. Walk in what? Walk in integrity. Walk in what? Integrity. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 3. Proverbs 11:3. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. If you want to handle compromise, walk in integrity. Never reduce your standard. Don't do things that will destroy your reputation. Am I talking? If they put 10,000 in your hand, when they come back, hand over the 10,000 back to them. They shouldn't give you 10,000 and they come back and then you say, no, as I was going, armed robbers attacked me, 1,000 dropped, and then 1,000, they moved to 7,000, and then from 7,000, I don't know where even the remaining 5,000 vanished. That is lack of integrity. Let people accuse you to a point where they will have no fault to find. If you don't walk in integrity, you don't have a future. Do you hear me at all? walking in. Let people know you're a man of. When they give you money, don't bring stories. Don't read the name of, you know, as I was going, Amrobas now attacked me. You are the only one that attacked. You are the only person. As they attacked me, did you die? No. Did they kill you? No. But my bag was missing. Which bag? Out of the three luggages, only one. The one that has the money. So they didn't see anything. It's only that one they saw to carry. The problem of this country, for instance, is lack of integrity. If you have integrity, you don't have a job problem. We don't have a job problem, we have integrity problem. Can I humble you? Nigeria doesn't have a job problem. It will humble you. We have integrity problem. Now, I'll give you an example. An accountant looking for a job, he has a problem. Just have integrity, you will not look for work. Because that's the missing thing in the country. So, why we are saying common man, the moment you have integrity, everybody, even the thieves will use you. Why did Potiphar use Joseph? Integrity. Why did Pharaoh use Joseph? Integrity. So if you have integrity, even the thieves will use you. Did you hear me? Did you hear me at all? Have integrity now and let a thief see you that he gives you money, you will not steal. He gives you money, you will not steal. He look you money. The next day, he will put you there. He say, boy, I know one young man. Put 50 million of your money, he will not touch it. But as they put 50 million, you take 10. And they put again, you take. When they come, they say, sir, it's not 50 you gave me, it's 30 you gave me. The man said, no, I gave you 50. He said, no, sir, you didn't see well. In fact, the 50 you gave me, some of them dropped down. And you carry one big Bible here, carry another Bible here. He said, no, okay. I can say now. But how many people today? Some people you have to supervise them. You have to put camera on top of their head. You don't need that. Don't need. Christianity should come to a point where we live in transparency. I tell you, we take the world by storm. Just have integrity in your office. You will not compete with anybody. Fucking. Impeccable integrity. Lack of integrity is a demoter. Integrity promotes. You don't have to be crooked to be rich. You can be clean and be blessed. You don't have to be a thief to be rich. Stop staining and destroying your future with lack of integrity. Walk in integrity. When your husband says this is 100,000, keep it for him. That man tomorrow will give you any money. Let him not come back and he say, my husband, you know, as he just left. The man may not talk because he loves you, but he will doubt you next day. When he comes, he says, my husband, this is the money you gave to me. He will look at you. Next day, he will carry his passbook and put in your hands. Say, my wife, you know I'm a waster, but help me to manage this money. Because he knows you have integrity. But the first one he gave you, you bought a house. He didn't even tell him you bought a house. He said, this is my wife. If I give her my income, that means she'll be doing things at my back. You don't have to be crooked. Walk in integrity. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah! Finally, possess a living and active conscience. Possess what? Acts 24:16 say, herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense towards God and towards men. Please, don't do a thing to a point where I say it doesn't matter. Have conscience. Have what? With conscience, you'll be able to handle compromise. Don't, when a Christian gets to a point, Acts 24:16. Don't get to a point in your Christian adventure where you say it doesn't matter. That means your conscience is dead. When you hear a believer says, am I the only one? It doesn't matter. You have a dead conscience. A man that has conscience, when they tell you something, you'll be sober. That's how you know. When they say you are wrong, you'll be quiet. But when a man conscience is dead, he says, when they talk, even when they talk, you know they do. I see the way he's talking as if he's so clean. Your conscience is dead. When you have a living conscience and somebody says, stop that thing you are doing, It's okay. But some of that questions, am I the only one? What are you talking to me like that? No, never get to a point where your conscience is dead. You will always compromise. Every time you want to check compromise, make sure you have a living conscience. Don't do something without your conscience. The conscience is the police of the man. It's the one that tells you what is wrong, what is right. It's the one that tells you, don't do this, do this. It's the one that tells you, don't go beyond this limit.
Coming out on this series.
If you want to live a life where you don't want to compromise, then put God's word in your heart. Do what? Always use the word. So if you don't want to compromise, watch the people around you in your office. Watch the people around you in your house. Watch the people around you. Surround yourself with what? Good and godly people.
Are you seeking for answers to those issues in your marriage, health, business, and career? Someone's knocking at the door. Jesus is the answer. He wants to change your life and give you a new story. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Why not accept Jesus today? Say this simple prayer.
Say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for saying this prayer. You are now born again. For more information on how you can grow spiritually, call us on the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org. Thank you for watching this program. To get today's message in totality or all the materials by David Ebiomie, you could call +234 703 897-5714. Wherever you are, whatever you do, you can always be in touch with us via your mobile devices. Watch more captivating videos on YouTube, follow us on Twitter, comment, and like us on Facebook. For live services with David Ebiomie, more information about Salvation Ministries, testimonies, personal counseling, or prayer requests, you could visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org or call +234 844 66170 or send us an email at info@salvationministrieshs.org. No matter what you are going through, don't give up on God. God has not given up on you. Jesus is Lord.